Good morning, it is August 3rd here on Anchor with me, JP, talking about tech, parenting, play, and all the things in between. Today we're going to be talking about some tech recommendations throughout the course of the day. I'm going to be giving you my first thoughts on the new Peak Designs Everyday Tote Bag, which I received yesterday. I'm also going to be dropping in with a couple of people calling in from the show as well, so stay tuned. But first up, a little update on the 6am projects. A number of you have been getting in touch with your 6am projects and your productivity hacks. Really excited to see. If you're doing so, you can share those either here on Anchor in the call-ins, which I'd love to hear so we can add it to the station. Or you can also tweet me or hit me up on Instagram with hashtag 6am projects so that we understand what you're doing. If you're not familiar with the 6am project idea, it's something that we're starting this week, which is to get yourself up an hour earlier in the day. For me, that would be usually about 6am, and just plug into whatever project it is that you have been wanting to do, trying to do yourself, but maybe haven't had the discipline to do so yet. I've got to admit, about 4 days into this stretch this week, I have failed slightly this morning due to our little daughter waking us up a couple of times in the middle of the night and pushing my sleep needs slightly further than 6am, but back up on it just after that, and hoping to keep this rhythm up throughout the course of the next couple of weeks. So love to hear what your ideas are for 6am projects. And one of the things I would really recommend is, if you are trying to kind of do this, is get yourself into the rhythm of trying a new different alarm, something that you're not used to using. If you have been using a kind of daily alarm on your phone, or maybe you've got an Alexa device or something like that in your bedroom that you can wake up to, try and use something else to wake yourself up at that timing, because it will give you a special trigger to remind you that this is the time to get up and this is the time to crack on with your new project, rather than your just everyday alarm, which you're more than likely going to hit snooze on or sleep through. So top tip for 6am projects, get that new alarm clock.
Hey JP. What am I using Anchor for? Nothing right now. Saw that you were using it, intrigued by how you're using it. I've been blogging, or have been blogging for a while. I've been thinking about YouTube, thinking about podcasts, thinking about how I can maybe support people through mentoring, counselling, and what that looks like online, whether to other professionals or whether to kind of people who are looking to kind of get out of being stuck in a rut. Ironically, in terms of the way that I do this, I'm stuck in a rut myself. And so looking for new ways, looking for new things to kind of pique my interest, to shake up how I do things a little bit. And this is one of them. Yeah, saw you were on it, and here I am.
Okay, this segment coming up for you now is a little bit of tech review recommendations, and the recommendation I have for you today is the thing that I'm actually using to record this segment with. It is the Zoom IQ6 microphone. It's a lightning microphone that plugs into the bottom of any iOS device. Obviously, in this case, I've got it plugged into the bottom of my iPhone. It's super useful, I suppose, if you are into audio recording, because you can set it to either 90 degree or 120 degrees if you kind of want to do just one person like I'm doing right now, or open it up so you could probably have two people sat either side of you doing some recording. But super helpful, I think, because it really drastically ups the microphone quality when you are recording into the device itself. You can use it into obviously any number of apps that exist for audio recording. I'm actually recording directly into Anchor with this now, just plugged into the bottom of the phone. So it would be really keen to hear how it sounds when I'm playing it back. It's the first time I'm using it actually straight into Anchor. And I would love if you guys would come in with call-ins and let me know whether or not you actually think it also sounds any better as well. You can pick these up for around about $69.99 or pounds on Amazon, where I picked up mine. I actually got it around about £55 on Flash Lightning deal. So really affordable, and I think actually a very helpful bit of tech for you to have in your kit bag if you are out into doing audio programs and recording. I'm certainly going to start using this for a lot more of my podcast interview recording when I'm going out to meet people, rather than having to try and schedule a Skype or trying to kind of get into the studio with people, because that dynamic of just being able to kind of go out to where they are and capture them in their own environment, I think adds a really nice live quality and dynamic to an interview. So if that's something you're interested in, check this out. Good bit of tech, the Zoom IQ6 microphone, and thanks for Sarah Dici for putting me onto this in a recent review that she did of it on her YouTube channel. In other audio news, I've been checking out the new feature from Facebook Live, which is the Facebook Live audio feature. If you haven't tried this yet, when you go over to Facebook and try and start a Facebook Live, you can also check this little box at the top where you switch over from video to audio only. It'll then just throw up your profile picture and a waveform, and you can basically start broadcasting as if you were doing a live broadcast into a show. Maybe they've seen all of us on Anchor here getting into the audio game and thinking that they should up their opportunities over on Facebook too. But it does seem like a really logical extension of the Facebook Live platform for many reasons. Obviously, it means that you don't have to worry so much about bandwidth because you're not trying to stream video, it's just audio, much lighter on people's data packages, particularly in emerging markets where people don't necessarily have as much bandwidth or 4G access. And it also is just something that makes it a little bit easier to go live if you're a bit more conscious about what you look like or where you are, you want to be more discreet, or you just want to simply just talk to people rather than be seen. So I think check that out if you're into being here on Anchor, then you're probably going to be into trying out this Facebook Live audio. Give it a go and call in if you've had a go with it. We just did a couple of tests, myself and my friend Jason Ham, who you can find here on Anchor as well. Go check his profile out. And one of the things we found that also when trying to use the IQ6 microphone that I just talked about on the live stream, it was finding it pretty hard to handle both the microphone input and also the live audio output via an iPhone 7 Plus. The iPhone 7 Plus is the most advanced phone that Apple makes, so you would think it should be able to handle that. So maybe there's something going on the Facebook end with the audio processing. But either way, I think it's something that could be pretty cool and you should probably give it a go. So go check that out. Facebook Live audio. Let me know. Call into the show. Tell us whether or not you've had a go with it, whether or not you think it's any good. Be intrigued to see what you think. Okay, and for today's final segment, I just wanted to give you a little update on the Peak Design tote bag that I have been testing out today. Got it in the mail yesterday, having ordered it and found a decent deal for it. This came recommended to me from Chase Reeves, who does Chase Reeves Reviews and is also the host of The Fizzle Show and runs Fizzle Co., which is a company that helps young entrepreneurs kind of getting up and running with their businesses. He also does the most amazing bag reviews on YouTube. So if you've not checked out Chase's channel, go check out Chase Reeves and his new channel, Chase Reeves Reviews. Go give that a subscribe. Honestly, it is not only a very comprehensive bag review channel, but it is hilarious. I mean, like, he is just such a funny guy. Definitely give it a go. The podcast, The Fizzle Show, also a really good listen. So the Peak Design tote bag, it's this new tote bag that Peak Design have come out with for part of their everyday messenger bag and then their backpack line. And if you are into photography and you're into technology and camera gear or anything like that, you have a lot of stuff that you want to carry around on a daily basis, I will thoroughly recommend this bag. It comes with these amazing like flex fold design like dividers that go in to divide the bag into thirds, but you can also fold them down and pop them up into these little like almost like cups or like trays that you would find in the middle of a car inside your bag, so you've got simple places to toss things in. Makes it really easy to carry around a bunch of stuff. It's got a compartment for the laptop and all the regular things you'd expect, and some just really nice design features. I threw a couple of boomerangs and images up of this on my Instagram stories today, so if you want to go check that out, go find @JamesPolter on Instagram and you can see that. And I would thoroughly recommend watching out for Chase's new bag review of this bag coming to his YouTube channel this week, so go check out Chase Reeves over on YouTube as well. That's it for today. Thanks so much for joining me once again on Anchor. I hope you're enjoying these little podcast episodes as I begin to play around with this platform, and keep calling into the show. I love hearing from you guys. Thanks so much. This is JP. Find me everywhere else at James Poulter on social.
Hi JP, thanks for the recommendation of the 6 a.m. project. Now I don't wake up that early, but I have been waking up an hour early from what I normally do. And I tell you what, it really is great to not be in a rush in the mornings, but to have more time to prepare for the day and to think about what is ahead, and also just to catch up on the news and social media feeds, etc. So yeah, I highly recommend it. You know, definitely wake up early and get set for the day, and it pays off because then you're not basically running to work because you do kind of leave it a bit late. So great idea, and yeah, I look forward to waking up early, more again, and yeah, seeing the effect of that, because so yeah, thanks the heads up for that.